Hello, welcome to WizSchool. We are once again on this marketing of financial services, and we are entering into the final chapter 10, the road ahead, trend shaping tomorrow's financial marketing. Up till now, we have studied different types of financial services, then changing customer preferences, the technologies that are deployed, the hybrid approach, the ethics, the risk management, and even about the partnerships and collaborations for improving marketing, especially in the globalized world. But the point is, the finance world is moving fast. It is not standstill. And hence, it is very important to understand what are the trends, what are the customer preferences, how the technology is impacting the services, and what all are required for improving the customer service. So this chapter 10 will focus on the trends that are shaping tomorrow's financial marketing and what skills the relationship manager should have to cope with this and come out with flying colors. The basic objectives of this chapter is to prepare students for the future of financial services marketing by exploring the emerging trends, technologies, ethical practices, digital infrastructure, globalization, and help them to acquire skills needed by marketers to succeed and thrive in a rapidly evolving technology-enabled ecosystem. We have seen the changing landscape for financial marketing. The world of finance is moving fast, newer technologies are coming, customer expectations are increasing, and people are focusing also on social responsibilities in a more connected and competitive finance world than ever before. And it's now more focused on using new technologies, acting responsibly, and try to understand what the customer wants and tailoring the products and services based on his needs. Marketing professionals must understand the global trends and be ready to innovate, because only after understanding the global trends, the global cultures, they can satisfy and create a beautiful experience for the customers. By balancing smart technology with strong values and human empathy, financial marketers can adapt to these global trends and connect with a demanding new generation of consumers. We have seen the digital-first and technology-driven approach. Newer platforms are available to meet the customers where they live, work, and interact online. Smart tools like AI and data analysis are used for personalizing the products and services and create new products and messages that fit the customer's needs. The personalized products and services are providing greater conveniences to the customer, and some of them are also fitted into the daily life, where without actually using the finance, customer can meet the financial needs at non-financial platforms. The road ahead in financial marketing is molded by technology, responsibility, and customer focus, and that's where the customer-centric marketing is going to be in the future. The future will belong to financial service providers that use technology in smart ways while staying honest and caring about the people. Ethics has to meet the digital world. When marketers mix new tools like the AI with kindness and strong values, they can earn trust, give customers better experiences, and stay ahead in a fast-changing world of finance. For a sustainable and impact-driven finance, financial service providers need to balance making money with doing good. And for that, banks and technology companies will have to adopt the ESG value and care more about the environment, society, and good management. They should promote financial inclusion, help everyone to come under the finance umbrella, and use technology responsibly, and then only they can be more successful and establish a long-term relationship with the customer. Marketing will change from simply selling products to telling stories of positive impact that inspire customers and make them feel like they are part of something bigger than just a transaction. So the banking is going to be more purpose-driven rather than just one-off transaction. special focus will be on rural and low-income population. Marketers will be the voice that shows customers how the financial company is doing good for the planet and the community, and that's where sustainability and impact-driven finance will be fulfilled. There will be rise of personalization in financial service more and more with the usage of artificial intelligence and predictive analytics. Artificial intelligence and predictive analytics will help the marketers to know the needs of the customer and design products, customized products that meet their needs. Predictive analytics studies patterns in customer data such as spending habits, saving goals, and investment behavior will help marketers to forecast what a customer might need next. The smart tools like machine learning, where computers learn from data, and generative AI, which can create new text or images, banks can send messages, special offers, and helpful advice that perfectly match with each customer's needs, and that will show the care the financial service provider have for their customers. When people feel this personal connection, they will trust more, and the financial service providers will succeed in retaining the customers. Customer will stay loyal for a longer time. The AI predictive analytics and robo-advisory tools will be used to offer personalized financial solutions, enhance customer experience, and also to promote smarter decision making. Robo-advisors will play a very important role in financial wellness and wealth planning. In managing personal wealth, robo-advisors can become very popular. These platforms can automatically check and readjust your investments, rebalance portfolios, and watch how the market is moving and suggest changes. The main benefit of robo-advisors would be giving professional financial advice, and this could be accessible and affordable for everyone. AI is now helping people feel better about their money, and some modern digital banks even have wellness dashboards that links the user's emotional health to their money benefits. When families plan their money over many generations, these AI-powered tools will be very useful for multi-generational wealth planning. And the importance of the DPI, digital public infrastructure, has been seen in our previous chapters. The digital public infrastructure makes it easy for the people to make payments through shared networks. It also helps easy verification of their identity, share data securely, and access the digital services, in all totally transforming the way financial marketers connect with the customers. The DPIs are open, secure, and easy to access for both individuals and businesses. These platforms help financial institutions connect with millions of customers quickly and efficiently. Looking at the road ahead, the DPI represents the future of financial marketing in India. It blends technology, inclusion, and customer focus, the three pillars shaping the next era of finance. What about the future of interactive financial service? The future of financial services will be more natural, immersive, and interactive. Advanced digital interfaces like the voice assistants, augmented reality, and virtual reality, as well as the metaverse, will help financial service providers connect with the customers in new ways. Using voice commands, customers can check balances, pay bills, or even get product information through smart devices or the mobile apps. The augmented reality will help the customers to see financial data or how their investments are doing on interactive screens on their phone or with special glasses. Virtual reality will go one step further. It can create virtual bank branches where the customers can meet with a financial advisor, look at different products, or go to workshops to learn about the money, all from the convenience or ease from their own house. The metaverse, powered by the Web3 technology, will allow people to engage in the decentralized finance, buy or trade digital assets like the NFTs, and even participate in the virtual economies. So friends, in the global financial ecosystem, competition will be very cutthroat. Globalization has connected financial markets around the world, and financial service providers and fintech firms are expanding across the borders to reach new customers, form partnerships, and share innovations. Financial marketers can compete internationally, follow global regulations, and design marketing strategies that respect culture and legal differences. Competing globally means learning from international best practices, benchmarking performance against top players, and continuously improving products and customer services. Only then one can stay at the top. And India is growing very, very quickly as a global leader and innovator in financial services. When we talk in terms of cross-border marketing and cultural sensitivity, banks and financial institutions have to play a very, very important role into this by quickly adapting to the skills required. Cross-border marketing requires deep cultural understanding. Financial marketers must adapt their messages, languages, and customer service to local preferences while keeping the brand's global identity consistent. We have seen different cultures may have different priorities, and financial marketers must quickly adapt to this. They should build trust across borders by showing respect for local traditions and the values. Financial service providers should also follow ethics, comply with the global regulations, and ensure the laws for data privacy, anti-money laundering, and know your customers are strictly adhered to for preventing financial crimes, and international taxation standards should be clearly as maintained and is adhered to. International taxation standards are very important when it comes to existing in global arena, and hence all the regulations need to be followed. Ethical marketing is also essential, and financial service providers must also be transparent, honest, and responsible in how their products are promoted, especially in a new or less familiar market. Marketers in financial services must learn to balance the local relevance with global standards. So this balance will be very important to exist locally as well as globally. By understanding diverse markets, respecting compliance rules, and following ethical practices, they can build a strong global brand, earn trust across cultures, and thrive in the global arena. A strong cybersecurity should also be enabled. A strong cybersecurity becomes a brand enabler. Customers prefer financial service providers who protect their information. And to maintain the customer confidence, financial service providers must protect this information from cyber threats. Highlighting secure systems, transparent policies, and data privacy commitments in marketing campaigns will help financial service providers build confidence and attract loyal customers. The future success of financial marketing depends on how well financial service provider balances innovation with security. The road ahead lies in making cybersecurity a shared responsibility. The most effective way forward is to make cybersecurity a shared responsibility, asking financial service providers, their employees, and even their customers all work together to stay safe. So it's a part of all to ensure that no one suffers the loss. The world of financial marketing is changing faster than ever before. To succeed in this changing environment, marketers need new skills, smart tools, and the right mindset. The financial marketer of the future must develop a mix of technical skills, strategic skills, as well as human and creative skills. Together, these skills prepare marketers to think fast, act smart, and stay relevant in a rapidly evolving financial ecosystem. Future marketing success will also depend on strategic integration by bringing together sustainability, inclusion, and technology. So let's look at more details about these skills. When we talk of technical skills, the topmost comes of digital literacy. Comfort with emerging technologies like the AI, blockchain, and analytics tools to enhance financial marketing efficiency will not only help the marketers, but also in turn will help them to help the customers. When it comes to data fluency, ability to read, interpret, and use customer data to design personalized campaigns and better experiences will be of top priority because we are moving into a fast-changing digital world. And when it comes to digital world, automation and AI integration is also very important. So learning these skills for designing or managing automated marketing processes using AI, chatbots, CRM, or digital funnels can also fetch good results for the marketers. When it comes to CX analytics and visualization, this skill can help marketers for creating dashboards and using analytical tools to monitor the customer experience and make data-driven decisions. The cyber awareness and digital service skills will help the marketers to understand the cybersecurity basics to protect the customer data and maintain the brand trust. The omnichannel marketing proficiency skills will help the marketers to create a consistent and seamless customer journey across the digital and the physical touch points. So having understood about the technical skills, now let's look in more detail about the strategic skills. The first one is ethical innovation. Because in the fast-changing environment, we not only acquire innovation, but we want ethics included into it. So ensuring technology and creativity responsibly is the mantra for the ethical innovation strategic skill. And this will bring in privacy, inclusion, and transparency. The strategic skills also involve strategic foresight. Marketers should learn to have strategic foresight, anticipating digital and economic shifts to plan future-ready marketing strategies. The next strategic skill could be sustainability alignment. And when we talk about sustainability, ESG is getting more and more popular, and hence marketers should learn to link marketing initiatives with ESG and impact-driven goals, which in turn will also help them to help their customers to meet their goals or, and whatever values they are having. The next important strategic skill could be ecosystem collaboration. We have seen here if institution can drive solo, they will require partnerships and collaborations. And it comes to marketers to learn these skills for building partnerships with banks, fintechs, and tech players to create a shared customer value. And everything has to be focused on customer, and hence the customer-centric design thinking skills will help the marketers to apply design thinking principles to completely understand the customer needs, pain points, and motivations for developing the financial products, campaigns, and digital experiences that truly solve the real-world problems. The next important strategic skill could be regulatory and compliance intelligence, because you have to adhere to the newer laws and regulations as the organization can face penalty. So staying updated with new financial rules, data protection laws, and ethical standard could be an important strategic skill, and this should be applied to marketing to comply with all the norms and the rules of the regulators. Stay still, innovative, keeping the customer's trust. Next, we look at more details about the human and creativity skills. When we took a look about, human and creativity skills, the first comes the agility and adaptability. We have seen how agile organizations are quickly adapting to the changes, testing, and improvising their services. So under change management, the marketers must quickly know how to change and match the new technologies as per the customer's expectations and wishes and what the market is doing to gain the competitive edge. Next important skill could be emotional intelligence, understanding and connecting with how customers feel to build stronger loyalty and trust would be very important, because we have seen customers have different preferences and increasing expectations. They're also becoming more informed, hence understanding them and their needs would be of topmost requirement. Cross-cultural communication, we have seen in the globalized era, marketers have to go across the borders, and that's where changing styles, words, and approach to connect with different people worldwide while still being honest could be an important human and creativity skill. Next important human and creative skill could be creative storytelling, because customers love to hear stories and making up interesting stories that make complex data make feel easy and real as well as relatable could be a good success factor. Next important human and creative skill is collaboration and leadership, because now the priority is to work together, working well with different teams, even remotely, while inspiring new ideas and a common goal will be an imperative in this new changing finance landscape. The next human and creative skill could be foresight and strategic thinking, which will help the marketer to see what might happen in the future and plan ahead to stay competitive and managing risk. The modern marketing toolkit should also be improvised. That toolkit could improve with having good expertise on chatbots to provide instant personalized support 24/7. Having good nudges to send gentle reminders or suggestions to help customers make better financial choice. Creativity for making reels and short videos for storytelling to engage a younger audience and those who are tech-savvy. Voice AI can make banking more accessible through natural voice-based interaction. The funnel automation could use technology to track and guide customers from awareness to purchase efficiently. Customer experience data will help marketers understand satisfaction and improve service quality. Behavioral segmentation guides customers based on habits and emotions rather than just demographics. Here, behavioral finance can play a very important role to find a meaningful personalization for customers. And ethics will also have a big role in the road ahead. Financial service providers must use technology not only to grow profits, but also to promote the social good. Personalization powered by AI should serve the customer's needs honestly and fairly without manipulation or bias. The goal is to scale responsibly, balancing innovation with ethics. The leaders of tomorrow will be those who mix technology with strong values and innovation with care. And this will help them to create a fairer and more trusted financial world. The road ahead for financial market is full of opportunities. And remember, success will come to those who know how to use the data smartly, how to create new ideas responsibly, and most importantly, one should know how to keep up with the change. So with this, we have completed all the chapters which have various important and latest topics and trends of marketing of financial services. So I'm sure this would be very helpful for you, but this is a changing field. So students have to keep themselves updated, make their own notes, and ensure that they are ready before they take a leap into the actual market. Thank you.